Imagine you're on Catalina Island in 2001, and you see someone dangling on a rope from a helicopter.
Yes, we're gonna start up the engine.
My name is Dr. Peter Sharp. I'm either known as the Eagle Guy or the Dope on the Rope.
Peter Sharp hits the ground, sprints to an eagle's nest, switches the eggs inside with decoys, and rides back out. Peter is head of Bald Eagle Restoration on the Channel Islands. His mission was to restore birds to the islands after DDT had ruined the eagles' eggs. It made them crumple like paper. Peter was afraid of heights when he got the job in 1997, but he had to get up to the eggs fast before they broke, and to return the chicks just as fast. He also banded eagles, set up nets, and gave countless talks. His restoration of Channel Islands eagles has been so successful, he may have put himself out of work. I visit Peter and we drive to an aviary in the scrubby interior of Catalina Island. It's a netted enclosure, the size of a small house. Yellowjackets swarm around the last meal's leftovers.
Oh, you might want to step back.
He swats them with a broken fly swatter. Peter measures out chunks of pork and frozen quail in a metal shed.
36 grams of quail, small bag of pork.
Then he heads back to the aviary. Peter cares for the disabled birds in the aviary himself, since there's no more money to pay an assistant. Funding for Bald Eagle Restoration ran out this year. She's hopping around up there. Broad-shouldered and over 6 feet tall, he can easily reach the platform where he feeds the chocolate-brown golden eagle Heidi. She stays calm when he's near. He moves slowly. He views her from the corner of his eye, not head-on. But she opens her wings anxiously when I approach, so I hide behind him. Pimu, the bald eagle, can't fly, so he places her food on the ground. She remains on her low perch, but her yellow beak opens wide like two sickles. And her stare. Oh, my goodness.
Their gaze is sort of intimidating, because they don't move their eyes around in their head much, because they're so large. The eyes really don't have much movement, but so they sort of stare at you, and I think they're looking for the opportunity to bite you.
Being this close to eagles is rare. Peter believes he was the first to set up a wildlife live stream online in 2005. What you're hearing is a mother eagle tittering in concern at an egg switch. Videos like this one blow up on social media, spreading first glimpses of chicks. EagleCam forum posts are part empirical observation, part avian soap opera. Viewers name one eagle Superman when they see he has two mates in the same nest. EagleCam viewers help Peter. They monitor nests when his team can't get to them on a shrinking budget. And they've been a great fundraising tool. But this year has been a terrible year for the cameras. One fell down a hill. Another disappeared, and there's no money to replace them. Keeping our eyes on big raptors is important. They're like scorecards rating the health of everything below them in the food chain. When bald eagles dropped off the endangered species list in 2007, people got less interested in watching them and in funding research.
It's true that the eagles are doing better now, but there's constant threats in the environment. You know, we're across from LA, so you never know what's going to be dumped into the ocean. My biggest concern now is that young chicks are being killed by domoic acid, but we can't get to the nest frequently enough to actually catch the hatch and death of the chicks, but we know a lot of nests are failing right around when chicks should be hatching.
Heidi had a left wing fracture.
Back at the aviary, Peter takes out pork and quail to thaw for tomorrow.
So we come out here usually 6 days a week to feed them. They get one day off because in the wild, birds don't generally find food every day.
Do you feel more comfortable with animals than with people?
I definitely prefer to be around animals. They're more predictable, actually.
Humans can be unpredictable and forgetful. While the eagles keep their eyes on us, we forget to keep watching. The next steps for Peter's work with eagles are uncertain. Small grants, he said. Maybe a GoFundMe campaign. It's a plan that may keep him in the office a lot, but he'll do what he has to get eyes back on his eagles. For the Transom Story Workshop on Catalina Island, I'm Diana Daly.